All right. Gratitude, parentheses, for Kurt Flood. Great song written by Steve Wynn, and Steve is here with us today. That's with the Baseball Project. And this is so great. Fernando, that's another great one
that you have on there.
Now, you and Scott didn't write any songs together.
We did write one song together called Blood Diamond that's on the – it's a bonus track, and it's on the – if you buy the record, you can go – you get a number on – you know, a voucher number or whatever, and go on the Yep Rock website and download Blood Diamond. And
okay.
We did that one together. That was the one – we were going to write more songs together, but like I said, we just raced through the whole thing so quickly.
Yeah, and plus between, you know, the R.E.M. tour and finishing their album, I'm sure he didn't have his usual – you know, he had other priorities, I guess.
Yeah, but you know, so we both had things going on, but we both had so much fun with this. We really got into it, and we, I spent about a week at his house out in Portland. Linda and I went out there and stayed there with him and his girlfriend, and we were. It's funny. He's got a duplex, not an up and down duplex, but side by side duplex. So there's sort of a door in between, same level, and he has no tenant in the other side. So we were staying over there. And it was like the Portland Brill Building thing where he was writing songs on one side. He's writing the song about Big Ed Delahanty on one side, right. And I'm writing a song about Fernando Valenzuela on the other side. We'd knock on the door and say, want to hear mine? Okay, I'll play you mine. There's a lot of that going on. Deadlines are a good thing.
That's funny. Now, you know, it's I love the pictures on the back where you guys took old baseball cards.
That's like, right.
I'll hold it up to the mic so you can see
it. I saw you do that. That's funny.
I know. I'm an idiot. So this is great with the old baseball cards in the back. But I see you have a Yankee card that says Steve Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. And like where the position is, it says guitar/vocals. That's great.
Yeah.
Is this just since you moved to New York '94, or were you always a Yankee fan? Or who'd you root for when you were in California?
I was a Dodger fan growing up, sure. Out in L.A. And
I was going to guess an Angels fan. For some reason, you struck me as an Angels fan. I don't know.
No, because you know the Angels aren't L.A. The Angels are Orange County. That's not right. L.A. I can't stand it now they're calling themselves the Los Angeles Angels. I mean, it's like they're that'd be like a football team playing in the Meadowlands and calling themselves the New York Giants. I mean, it'd be that crazy.
actually, but see, Giant Stadium is only about 6 miles from Manhattan.
That's right.
Now, how far is Anaheim from
very far.
L.A.? It's like an hour drive, right?
Well, from, yeah. I mean,
45 miles?
Well, I'm trying to think from the border of Orange County and L.A. It's still a good half hour from there. And then from, you know, let's say you're in Hollywood or Silver Lake or whatever, that's a good hour to Anaheim Stadium with no traffic, which would never happen.
right.
So, you know, the Angels to me, and also the Orange County is, you know, is – there's I can't think of a equivalent out here, but it's just so uncool. So no, I never.
It's in New Jersey.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I like New Jersey. I didn't like Orange County, and so I couldn't be an Angels fan. I was a Dodger fan growing up. Moved out here in '94, and I wanted to be a fan of a New York team. Would make it more fun to be a New York resident and a baseball fan if I could, you know, root for a team. Well, I couldn't be a Mets fan because I'm a Dodger fan.
Right.
Can't have two National League teams.
Sure, that makes sense.
So I became
a
Yankee fan. At that point, this is like the end of the Mattingly era. So I felt pretty safe being – I wasn't jumping on a winning team bandwagon.
No, sure not.
Ahead of that, you know, and I figured there's no chance the Yankees and the Dodgers will ever be in the World Series together because they're both pretty lousy right now at this point, you know.
Right.
Well, that changed. And the 1 year after I moved here, Torrey took over, and that was that.
Right.
So it was kind of fun to be a Yankee fan. And I am still a fan. Yeah, a lot of people say, how can you – be a fan of a team like that. Being a fan of a team has George Steinbrenner then and now the Steinbrenner the junior in there. But I think they're a cool team. I like them.
Cool.
I will stand by the Yankees. And they might even. And you were saying they're going to make the playoffs, no doubt. I appreciate your optimism. I'm not so sure about that.
They'll be there.
Here's what I like. Here's a scenario I like.
Until I see the body on October 1st, they'll be there.
Yeah, they'll probably be there. But the scenario I'm looking for is a Yankees Dodgers World Series with Torrey beating the Yankees.
That would be poetic justice.
That would be so poetic. That would be so perfect. So I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because I could get a lot of crap for that. But, yeah, right. Torrey beating the Dodgers.
The only thing better would be if it was the last game in the old Yankee Stadium with the Dodgers and Torrey celebrating.
Can you believe that?